Salutations, queens and kings. Welcome back to a wonderful, wonderful podcast. Lifting the veil, as always, with Queen
Jam
and King Jerry. This is a, honestly, emergency broadcast. This is definitely breaking news. Wanted to give it to you really fresh. That's why you don't hear that intro. Because, you know, that's why, again, that's why we're here.
We had to get right into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you joining. First and foremost, real things have popped off with the transition of, when it comes to politics, of the election, presidential election. Y'all, this is the first time in my lifetime that I've seen white domestic terrorists storm a Capitol building.
The second time, actually.
Probably,
but
yes.
Yeah. Because I told you the third time's going to be a charm with those people. Because they stormed it with rifles the first time, remember?
Yes, in Michigan. So, everybody, again, welcome. This is the breaking news. We're jumping straight into it. It's maybe quick, maybe long. I don't know. But, yeah. Again, stick with us.
We had to record right now. I was like, just forget. We have to.
Absolutely. First and foremost, we want to make sure that all of you are in good health.
Yes.
Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, all the way around the board, we want to make sure that you're taking those necessary steps to take care of yourself.
Yes,
we are.
Whatever medication that you use,
mm-hmm.
make sure you keep on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my medication is cannabis. All right, it has been.
Yes.
I probably smoked this year, in the last 4 years, or more cannabis than all the previous 4 years. Just because it was just so much going on. It's a lot of stressors, a lot of anxiety. And literally, when I take my medication, I'm in a different space. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm able to think. When I don't have my medication, it's just like everything is just happening. It's just overwhelming. It's too much going on. But I'm telling you, it has been an aid. It has been a serious, serious aid.
Yes,
and I really, really appreciate the fact that I'm able to acquire it legally now.
Mm-hmm.
I know some states still don't have legal cannabis,
mm.
and they're working on it. And I feel very privileged to be able to indulge in cannabis legally because, like I said, one, not everybody is able to. And two, there are a lot of black people, especially incarcerated, at a disproportionate number versus other races, especially for non-violent, like half a J offenses, you feel me? So
just shake,
you know, just shake, like finding, like going through the airport and they find shake residue in the bottom of your purse that you always put your treat in.
Hey y'all, today is not about medical cannabis, but
yes.
The way to change that is definitely by local laws. If you can,
I would do that
so.
Over alcohol
any day.
You cannot kill yourself smoking weed. Yep. You can kill yourself drinking alcohol.
If anything, you're just going to go to sleep. But hey, and be hungry. So, And if you're eating healthy, that's
a positive.
Yeah, I was
going to say, the only person that can kill you when you're on weed is the person's food that you ate.
There you go. So, next to that, again, we're reporting on the breaking news nationally. This, I'm sure, has gone out and it's definitely spread.
If you ain't
globally,
seen it, where,
it definitely
where have you been?
Will spread in 24 hours. Honestly, my viewpoint of this, y'all, is it was about time. There was a lot of things that were heating up and boiling until we got this until we got to this point. But I'm not surprised. My issue is the way that people are treated differently when they decide to actfully express
white
their First Amendment rights.
People being treated differently, and they are calling them protesters. They're not calling them rioters. They're not calling them looters. They're not calling them domestic terrorists. They're not calling them anything of the sorts. They're just calling them protesters. And even Melania called them, what did she call them?
My God. Called them patriots. American people. Anyway, look.
They are not a football team, Melania.
She did remove that. But I will say that there has, since this started, since those domestic terrorists decided that they wanted to storm the Capitol building, there has been one death recorded.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
also another individual who was currently
in critical condition.
Seriously, in that critical condition. So this is not a game. Go ahead, Queen.
Yo, I'm sorry. It's just so much. There was a curfew instated.
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock. EST. Okay, no CPT this time. That's only for our shop live sometimes. But it was actually a curfew state put in. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they were pretty much saying, hey, at 6, y'all need to be out. And they were storming the Capitol building still at 5:59. They were still there. So there's no way at 6 that they were going to be gone by that time. It's 7:44 right now that we're recording after just watching the montage of all the different news outlets showing the different people storm all the different access points that they were able to gain access people mm-hmm. access to people up on the daggone scaffolding. Scaffolding is pretty much the little lever system that they use to go up and down tall buildings, like clean the windows mm-hmm. or repair something. They are on that scaffolding, so it's just something. It's like a what is it called, a platform suspended in the air. So there was someone who, there a whole bunch of people actually, who had gotten on that scaffolding. Mm-hmm. One person fell about 30 plus feet.
Yep.
And that's the person that's in critical condition. The woman who actually died was someone who was with a group of people trying to gain access through a certain door in the Capitol building. It didn't show
probably
us.
Probably through the front. More than likely, it was an interior door. Yeah, but either
they
way.
They were already inside the Capitol building, but it looked like they were trying to get into another room.
Yes.
And they were breaking the doors and breaking the glass to the doors. This one lady saw an opening on the very left, right side of the window
mm-hmm. opened
and
up.
Thought it was okay to climb on top of everyone that was at the door, like banging and rushing the door and try to breach the door. The person, what you see in the video is them breaking down the window, and then you see one person in a red sweatshirt pretty much telling them, like, hey, y'all, we need to stop because they have guns. Like, keep that in mind.
Too late.
But I'm not sure if the one lady heard that or she just ran up and saw the commotion.
It was a frenzy, yeah.
Yes, it was a frenzy. So she literally jumped over that, over those people. When her head went past the threshold of that door to whatever door, you know, room that they were trying to get into, she was blown back, flew to the floor.
Capitol Police were legally obligated to apparently use lethal force.
Yes.
Y'all, it is not
fun
to
have. And she was shot in the chest or neck area. And at first she was just in critical condition, but then they announced that she had actually perished.
Y'all, it's not fun to have a 9mm, 45, 40, whatever. Any
rubber band
inside of your chest. It's not fun at all. Especially if you don't have level 4 body armor. Stop it. That's exactly what has happened, y'all.
Level 4 body armor would still knock you down. You get ammunition.
She would
you'd be knocked out. Because I've seen that in movies.
Oh, yeah.
They think the person dead. They just, like, been knocked out by the blast. Yeah.
She would have had some broken ribs, even with level 4 body armor. Yeah. But this is what I want to project out.
And it
to
doesn't protect, armor doesn't protect your neck or your head.
Oh, no, not at all. This is what I wanted to protect your neck.
I'm just saying, that's the one thing that I always thought was interesting about the vest. People swear by the vest. And I'm like,
it helps.
Because you pointed out a great thing, too. You were saying that your head is a smaller target. That's why they don't feel like they need to protect it.
No, absolutely.
But come on. It's a target.
Yeah, if it gets hit, So, first and foremost, legally, if you have the right to obtain
Conceal and carry,
please do so, because you have the right, Second Amendment right. But what I'm seeing right now
Still have it with this new administration.
Hopefully. What I'm seeing right now is we're already at the tipping boiling point. Like, once you hit the boiling point and everything tips over,
tip of the iceberg.
This is it. But what, again, I'm just trying to break this down so you understand it visually. If you haven't already seen it, I'm pretty sure it's going to be out there. Mm. And for those that are listening to us internationally, we appreciate you listening, because we do have those that are listening to us internationally.
Yeah.
It's a different moment for us, because we have not had a Capitol especially a Capitol building, touched since the 1800s, late 1800s by the British.
When other white foreigners stormed the building.
Right. So, me looking at this and everything that you've probably seen, those internationally and those that are domestic, when you've seen those that have been out there protesting against the injustice of those that have been taken from, literally taken, because of literal ignorant people that have been hired, that think that they have this supremacist mindset, that they're better than someone else because they're not following protocols, they don't have any morals, or even if they just thought at that time that was the right thing to do. I'm telling you right now, we're at a moment and at a serious boiling point when you have a group, 30,000 people plus, that think that it's okay to storm a Capitol building, when you have Democrats, Republicans, Independents that are inside of that Capitol building
and they're literally doing
their job in the middle of a congressional session, and you have people that are breaking in that are upset because of the lies that a current president and its whole administration has totally gone through the process to try and literally destroy every fabric of what we call democracy, the project of America, which is to bring all different types of people from different cultures and together in this mixing bowl. And you know what? When you heat up a bowl, y'all, you're going to get some boiling and things are going to start to flow over. That's what we're seeing right now.
Babe, tag me in. Tag me in.
I'm a tag, baby, so I can get a break.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to say, you drink some water. I got this.
Got it.
So, I heard the people that was probably like, white people aren't foreigners. Guess what?
Not all.
But guess what? Guess who was here before they got here?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, then you need to do your research.
Mm.
Two, this whole white supreme thing. Nah. All right? Sorry to break it to you. Nah. All right? Only thing I've ever seen attached, the only thing I've seen supreme attached to a white person has been a sub, an Italian hoagie. Yes.
I thought you were going to talk about the brand Supreme.
Yes. And they try to culture appropriate that brand as well. We know. Okay. But like I said, nah. Okay. Sorry to bring it to you. There's nothing supreme about you all. I'm just sorry to break it to you. It just isn't. You have to realize that, and you also have to realize too that there's going to be nothing or no one, no thing that is going to be willing to submit to white people.
You know what, babe?
Sorry to break it to you.
You know what? And tag me right quick, because I'm going to tag you right back.
I'm going to
do this very quickly, because that
probably hurt some people.
No, because Queen is being very modest.
But I'm just being very, very honest with you.
You
like,
are.
And just like you said, very modest, because I could have went a different
way. I got you.
Way.
I'm doing, because remember in 2020 when I was, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
When I was modest and I was doing that. I'm going to break some scat, but I'm going to do it slowly so it don't hurt as much, all right?
I'm going to go check on the food.
It's not, thank you. It's not all, and we understand, it's not all white people. All right, we get it.
But
look,
it is a great majority. It's all y'all. Just like one of us thugs, we all thugs.
Yes. When you put a bad apple in the mix of the bunch, because of the chemical reaction, the rest of those apples end up going bad or can go bad if you allow that bad apple to sit in the mix of the bunch. I'm tearing off this scab easy right now. We haven't even met to the center and halfway point, but get ready because it's going to hurt. This is what I'm going to say. I don't care how you feel. Call me anti-Semitic if you want, because I'm going to jump on this boat and I'm going to keep going down the line of the rest of you Western Europeans. Those that identify as Jewish, our Jewish sisters and brothers and sisters, if you have not realized by now of what is facing all of us, I don't have anything else to say. Also, you need to apologize to our brother Nick Cannon, because you forced him to walk outside of a zone where he didn't even need to. He was just providing you with the same books and information, and you felt compelled as a whole, and that's how I'm going to speak, because you allow what your leaders allow, just like we allow what our leaders allow, of course. But you allow your leaders to demean our brother. And what we're seeing today is a re-implication of what you all have seen and what we have seen throughout our history. So you need to pick a side. And it's real. And you obviously see that these people are not for you, nor us. Second, we gonna go to to our sisters and brothers and brothers and sisters that claim that they're Irish. Get in line. If you're for that and that's what you with, and you know the way that this country has definitely dispelled and torn your whole culture apart, or what you claim as Western civilization as a culture, they totally demeaned.
Don't forget when y'all first got here. I know, but I just wanted them to interject because there's always somebody who's like, no, us Irish, we've had it pretty well. No, okay? When you first got here and there was a job opportunity open, they make sure to put in the window, baby, Irish need not apply.
I'm going to take, because I don't want you no part, because I already know how this shit gets busy when it hits. Our cousins that has the same curly hair, and we know how you got that curly hair, Italians. Italian sisters and brothers and brothers and sisters, I'm speaking directly to you. You know exactly the way that this country has treated you, and you see the exact way out of all everybody else. Now, you may feel as though that you're in a point in a power position, those that have or within those families that happen to run corporations, enterprises like Bank of America and a few other financial institutions, right? Where you can pull those levers. But don't forget. Don't you dare forget, because what's about to happen is a change of power. And again, you cousins, right? Curly hair, black eyes, right? Y'all cousins. Y'all was once before blonde hair and, you know, blue eyes different. So some things happen in generation. All I'm going to say is don't forget. I'm going to go down another portion of individuals that think that it is okay for all of you that claim that you're white, whether you come from the Middle East and you get here and they say you can put white, whether you are Hispanic,
Latina,
it was actually
Latinas that stepped up and changed.
Cuban, okay? I'm going down the line on all y'all.
Name dropping.
The next time, because it's going to be a next time this shit gets real and it hits the fan, because a lot of people been quiet, and there's a few other Western Europeans, those Russians, some Germans, what is Kim Kardashian, all them, what are they?
Armenian.
I'm touching this because it's that real. You come here with an identification that you are white, or you are white supremacy, and you hold those ideals that somehow, some way, that's the right thing to do and look down. And the next people I'm going to hit is our brothers and sisters from Africa that think that it's okay to hold those ideas about those that are what we call black here in America.
Look down on your brothers and sisters.
Don't you dare, because when shit hits the fan, and when you get pulled over, and when unfortunately your life may be taken at the hands,
and your flip-flops fly off,
of this oppressive system that we live under, don't come out your mouth and say anything negative about the American blacks that have already laid down a foundation, that have already given their blood, sweat, and tears for you to be here, for you to take advantage of this system. And not only that, propel yourselves to actually work in a systematic whole community where y'all can at least get to the point where you can spend your money in your own community for at least a few nights before you go outside. Now, what we need to do is those that have the hearts of our brothers and sisters that are Haitian, and the reason why that French and a lot of other Western European powers like Britain or British despise Haitians is because when you decide that you want to get the heck up out of the system that you're in, and I'm not talking about you running, sometimes it's just about you can't like caring or going through the fact that you're saying that you woke, realizing that, hey, I actually need to put my thought into action. These individuals that we are telling you right now that decided that they wanted to storm a capital have a mindset that they said, I want to be free if I don't get my way. Our brothers and sisters, our sisters and brothers in Haiti at that time when the French got their butts whipped, said that I will decide, we will decide as a people.
Mm-hmm.
We and those French and all those quote unquote white supremacists at that time that went around the world and know the background of the French, those that are French, and it's not all y'all, but y'all went around the world, little Napoleon, and y'all was kicking up places and taking things and just showing the world that you could do what you want. But it comes a time, y'all. I'm just getting to this. We saw 2020. We got a clear overview. Mm-hmm. We are past that point now. We're a year ahead and it's fresh and young. And this baby, this 2021 baby, is showing us its whole self. If you don't understand, if y'all don't, stop wasting your time, bro. This is what I'm going to say, because I did a whole Biden thing where I was on or something and I went. I'm telling y'all right now. You need to have the same soul in the heart of our Haitian brothers and sisters, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, it was a realization that I'm not going to allow people that are definitely outside of my culture that don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. They don't care about your culture. They only see resources. As Queen pointed out, that she saw a wonderful, lovely book when all of us went to community or public school, right? And one of those books, if you had a chance to look at how Africa was drawn out in early centuries, 16th, 15th, 14th century, right? A lot of it was drawn out depending on the resources that were in those areas. Gold, silver, all types of fabrics, all types of wood, everything.
Yeah, because that's exactly what they're looking to you for.
And to capitalize off of sugar, the sugar cane that was in the fields, that just perfectly produced in Haiti, that actually added those perfect little cubes for the tea that these Western Europeans love to indulge in. And actually go through the process of helping themselves, of forcing people to pay taxes on, and actually forcing not only Haiti, but also other African nations to literally pay them for the resources that is already there at their feet, that have been there. If you don't understand what I'm telling you right now, there are individuals that literally thought that it was okay to identify that if I don't have it my way, if my family and if the way that I see that my life is going to be governed isn't going the way that I feel as though it should be going, I'm going to do something about it. And if it costs me or someone else their lives, I'm going to go for it. We just told you. That young lady probably didn't even know, like Queen mentioned earlier to me, I didn't even know that someone got shot or killed at the Capitol building. In D.C., where you can't even have a gun unless you register it, and then that's a process. I'm saying that woman did not probably think that she was going to get killed today for simply thinking that her ideal process, that I don't want someone that I think isn't going to be my best interest to rule over me. You need to take lessons. What we see, and a lot of people see, domestic terrorists. What I see on the opposite end is what happens if these individuals start to upgrade what they've been doing, their thinking and their process, get hold of control again. We don't see a Donald Trump. We see someone that has that same demonic thought process that same white supremacist thought process, but they don't speak the same way. But they do use the ideology that is perceived and produced, mm-hmm. and can still talk to people on social media and still do the same movement. You better realize when you're in danger, when you're in hot water. And it's not, and for those, and because we live in Maryland, I'm going to pass this over to Queen. Mm-hmm. But for those that live in Maryland, we understand when you cooking crabs, y'all, you know, it's hard to get some crabs out of that barrel because you got one bringing each other down. Do y'all know that at that same time when you're cleaning them, you put them in the pot and the pot's already hot and the water's already hot? You know the real reason why that they pulling each other? It's because of the hot water. It's not the fact that there's another crab getting out. It's just the fact that they're in hot water and they see another crab getting out of the hot water and they're like, shoot, I'm trying to go where you going. Mm-hmm. So I realize when people are trying to get, I've pulled off this scab here. But I done told you, for our Western, our European brothers and sisters and brothers, y'all know it's wrong. Say it's wrong. Stand up against all those bad apples. We have to do the same thing within any group of individuals. But what I have seen today is a repeat of history. A repeat of history is one of the most dangerous aspects that we can all go through living this whole experience of life. Because we did not take the necessary steps to learn from our mistakes. I pass this over to Queen.
I appreciate you. Thank you. You did very, very well. And I always appreciate your historic background and take on things. Because that's your niche right there. He's bowing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I'm going to go on to what he said. But I'm just going to segue a little bit. Well, not really segue because it's still on point. I'm going to switch and talk directly about Biden. Now, I first want to say I understand where some of the people that are storming the Capitol building, they're like, hey, we're storming this Capitol building because we know that the person who is to come into this administration is not going to be in our best interest. I completely understand you. We all know that Biden is not going to be in our best interest, nor is Kamala. Okay? I don't know how she went from Kamala to Kamala, but
right.
Neither here nor there.
Right, right.
So, we also know that Biden is not going to be in our best interest, but we also know that as black people, just like Grandmaster Jay said, an NFAC, we have to operate a certain way as black people. We have to keep it tight, keep it legal, keep it militant, because the moment that we don't get a permit to go here, or we don't, you know, consult with this person that we're showing up there, we will get it just won't be good. You feel me? It's not going to be the nice little situation where everyone at the Capitol building, they're doing pepper spray. It's going to be caps being paled.
And granted,
Kennedy style.
And granted, those individuals didn't have a permit to do what they did today.
I mean, you know, that's allegedly. But I did want to highlight that we do have a certain way that we have to operate. Just because of the color of our skin, they're just waiting for a reason to be able to say, I did this because that black person did, or that nigga did this. It's factual. It is factual. Another issue I'm having with the up and coming administration is keep that same energy. If you are bold enough to say, if you're not black, if you don't vote for me, then you also need to be bold enough to call out domestic terrorists when you see them. Okay? Biden tried to do, you know, oh, you all, please leave. Please leave. Keep it peaceful. Kamala came with some, you know, let democracy work. I'm so over it. They talk at black people. When they go and speak with us, it doesn't matter if we are, you know, part of some organization backing the president or trying to, you know, speak to him to get certain policies understood. They have a different way of addressing us as black people versus how they address their fellow white counterparts. And that is a major issue. It's a huge turnoff. It's why I did not vote for neither Kamala or old ass Biden. Not voting for anybody that's as old as a tree, first and foremost. Even though a tree can be a few days old, we're not talking about that. All right? Biden's like 74, Trump's like 77. It's like, this is like antique age, you know? Something that you knock over in someone's house and they will be pretty disturbed that you did because they can't replace it. Okay? It's depressing. So, like I said, we need to get some younger people in the presidency. And we need to get people that are not billionaires or backed by billionaires in the presidency as well. Because it doesn't make any sense that we have to, you have to have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of billions. Mm. A couple thousand dollars ain't going to do it. Mm-mm. You have to have a couple millions, and then you have to have backing by billionaires in order to succeed in our democracy. And that is very, very sad. Mm-hmm. That makes no sense because you're pretty much saying it's not about the people and what we want. It's all about money. It's all about capitalism at the end of the day. And capitalism is a fail. It's a very large fail. I'm just saying.
Keep it real.
There is no way you're going to tell me because I can't have, or because I have, you can't have, and there can't be too many people having because then we won't all have. That is bullshit. You know how many wings I eat on a daily basis? Okay?
Go ahead.
If there are that many wings to go around, King just bought me 120 wingettes. Okay? 60 whole wings. If there is enough wings coming off of individual chickens to where I can come off and order just wings. And they don't say, no. If you want the 60 wings, you're going to have to buy the 60 chickens. Because if you don't buy the 60 chickens, then it won't be 60 other chickens. If they don't do that, then capitalism is a lie. It's a fail. You feel me? That's just straight up. That is straight up. Y'all, because the reason why I brought the billionaire situation is because of this blonde lady.
Loeffler! Kelly!
This blonde lady. Y'all, too, and I wanted to say this about, what was the lady's name who got that, the Senate seat of that lady that Yamanika said, she had one foot on a banana peel and the other foot in the grave. And it's an acronym. Who was it? You remember who it was?
No, I'm so sorry. Say it again.
It was the lady who just passed away from the Senate. I'm skipping on her name.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, not Senate, man. Supreme Court.
Yeah, Supreme Court. Yeah, sorry, yes.
Ginsburg.
Yeah,
yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
yes.
Thank you. So... I also wanted to say this about the lady that took over her seat, that was sworn into her seat.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Loeffler and stuff, like when you see her and the way she presents herself, just like the lady that took over RBG seat. See, this is not working. But yes, just like the person that took over RBG seat. Just simply, I know they say don't judge a book by its cover. Trust, I am not. Okay? But when you see someone who can't even manage the health of their hair, what hope do we have for them managing our country?
Little to no hope.
I'm just saying. And people would be like, oh, that's vain. You know, just because she has split ends, it doesn't mean that she can't keep herself together. I've seen homeless people with better hair. All right, maybe that's who we need to start hiring. Homeless people off the streets to actually get this country back together. I'm for, actually, what King and I was talking about, kids.
Yeah, man, I'm for kids running this nation for a little while. I'm for kids
and the youth running this nation because we don't got it.
Look, for all of those, and I don't even like doing this, giving a little fair warning. Let me keep it real. As head of the United States or a nation at this time, I can clearly use just off of the information and the history basis. I don't believe white males should be in any position of leadership.
No longer.
Especially if it doesn't have to do with the uplifting or especially encouraging and seriously financially benefiting those that have been seriously oppressed, subjugated to
unless be they about some black and liberation. Demise. Nope.
Yeah, like if you're not about black liberation, bro, like there's no point. But all I'm saying, like,
but the white guy is the presidency symbol is already played out.
Yeah, it's been played. Yeah, just like at some point, like what they did with the Washington football team. There's no longer the Redskins, but those that understand that history will keep it.
Please, they need to keep that logo. Okay, they need to keep the logo and keep the name. There is an issue with it, but since you all had the balls, just like the boldness of saying, oh, you're not black, you don't vote for me. Just like you all had the boldness to name your team that, then keep it there so that there my future generation
know what you did.
Will know
yes.
the ignorance, the pompousness of the generation that came before them.
Excuse me, when I say there's nothing wrong, that's not what I meant to say. Keep it so other people understand. Now, so just that like you those can statues, always
remember. We want to never forget, right. Remember?
Just like those statues taking it down. It's one thing to replace it with a positive outlet, but it's another thing when you just totally demolish. No, you need to make younger generations aware because you don't repeat the same mistakes. Because
you thought it was fine to erect a statue of a white supremacist, of a mass murderer. Slave owner.
Yeah. No. A whole bunch of... No. But here's the thing. Murder, all that. Here's the thing. The largest aspect about this is make sure that you do your due diligence when it comes to history. When I brought up Haiti before, I meant that when it came to the resource. Seriously, Haiti should definitely probably one of the richest countries, if not what they call a territory, because of the fact of sugar. Sugar is within everything that we eat. At that point, sugar cane was being produced, sort of kind of like the Banana Republic, y'all. But in this aspect, with sugarcane, when you overproduce specifically sugarcane and other crops, it destroys the land and the nutrients, takes away. So at this time, even you pull up Google Maps right now, I'll give you a second. Go ahead. Pull up Google Maps. Cool. If you don't have it by now, your internet's slow, go do something about that. Wow. Now, but I'm just saying, it's real. Now, go ahead, type it. Go ahead, type and search Haiti. But make sure you look at it so you see the terrain. All right, you've done that. Look at the terrain difference between the opposite country to Haiti. And then Haiti's terrain. You will see the abuse of the land and the rape of the land to the opposite. And I'm not going to say anything of the opposite is because it's that real. It's not to demean.
You don't even got to go to Google Maps. Just drive down your local highway. You see how they literally just came through, pushed all the vegetation back, all the trees back. It was just like, F this forest. We need a highway. We need to build these houses here. Close together where you can touch over and reach a neighbor and they can see you using the bathroom.
Today was a reality point. My second large point, y'all, because I want to make sure that I'm dropping jewels, please make sure you're doing your due diligence locally to go ahead and vote when it's your time. You need to make sure that you put in individuals that have a black liberation movement yes. ideals.
And speak up now.
And agenda.
Let's not always wait every 4 years, 3 months before the election, 10 days before the election, to start talking about what we demand and expect in our president. If we expect black liberation, then that is something that needs to be constantly talked about throughout the year. Point blank, period. It needs to be on everyone's thought process. It needs to be on everyone's mind. And everyone needs to know, you're not getting my vote unless black liberation is something that you plan on handling and dealing with constantly within your administration, especially day one.
That's real.
And I know for a fact that... I'm not going to do anything just for black people. I know for a fact Kamala and Biden is not going to do diddly squat.
And I'll go ahead and I'll put a reference.
On the first day.
I'll put in a reference.
Black liberation not going to come out either one of their mouths. And I'd be shocked.
Let me put in a reference so people know so they can research it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, our brother Ice Cube decided that he wanted to put a... pretty much a plan for Black Americans or a contract for Black Americans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that contract dealt with a lot of different topics and subjects. Mm-hmm. Current administration, which would be the Trump administration, pretty much said, we have a platinum plan, but we're going to wait until the election. Biden administration, which wasn't currently in power, they said, same thing. Hey, pretty much going to wait until we're in power and after the election. It's hard for me to trust anyone to just go ahead and get, like, you pay for a product, you haven't received a product yet, but you already gave your money and you're expecting it, but you never receive it. It's the same process here.
Mm-hmm.
And the
track record that we have on both of these people doesn't show us that their customer service is going to be worth shit.
Right. Now, that's a bit.
You feel me?
But why I said make sure you...
I'm talking about their history. Her constantly locking up people, super predators on the other end.
Yeah, we already know both of those are prosecutors. But what historically, they're prosecutors. But what I would say is, at the end of the day, locally... You know, federally in your local area, you need to make sure you have them judges that are thinking on your same aptitude to have your agenda. And if you don't have anyone that's running, if you're listening to me, that's probably you. Because you may have the time. You have the time now. Just put the plan together. There's people that have literally won these spaces of, like, literally a public representation
mm-hmm.
of the citizens that are there. You literally can win this in your own home. Mm-hmm. And especially if folks trust you, know what you're about, putting that foot forward, actually getting that groundwork, speaking to the folks. You do need to up the ante, get in contact with some black-owned media. And I will shout out Roland Martin Unfiltered. He has been the only black media outlet that I have seen during mm-hmm. this process politically that cared about going to the, you know, currently in Georgia, going to the state, speaking with the people, and not just going to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He actually went around the whole state, bro. And, like, the amazing part is we have the resources and we can actually support one another. Mm-hmm. He asked as low as $50 for, I think he has, like, 20,000 subscribers. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it was, if he had a million, he would probably just only ask for a dollar. Mm-hmm. That's a million already done. It's less work. So
we all need to step up. Because some people are probably like, oh, you know, what that person will do with that dollar. I'm not going to give them a dollar. Mm-hmm. And you're part of the issue. Yeah.
Well, you hold those individuals accountable. Where we messed up and
not even, I'm not even gonna say that like yes, some people you do hold accountable,
mm-hmm.
but the simple fact that we have spent decades not holding different large corporations accountable for their money, like, cool. Forget ready? Holding, you know, people accountable for what they're going to do with your money sometimes.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
So I went in on white Europeans. Now I'm going to get to the source of, some of our echelon bougie black mm-hmm. folks. All right. Our issue is that we put someone because she is quote unquote calling herself black, and that she is also a part of a black sorority, went to HBCU. That doesn't just always qualify you. It doesn't qualify you to have the black experience. You know what the black experience is? Exactly what you just saw today. Let that have been any group of, and I'm gonna say this right now, why we're different, because this is what I was thinking about when while letting Queen go. I'm gonna tell you why black folks are different, especially here in America, because we not only had not one, not two, but multiple chances to storm a Capitol building. Mm. I'm gonna give you a very important one. Our love this brother, okay? The honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan decided to put together not one but 2 million man march, and there was well over a million. If they wanted to, and we saw 30,000 people storm the Capitol building, they could have not only stormed but completely taken over DC if they wanted to. Not once, not twice, but multiple times. Each time that I saw that, I saw heavy presence from law enforcement each time. These were individuals who were lawfully assembling, got their permit, made sure that they let the individuals know that were the authority figures that they were coming, and lawfully assembled. And even that, they were met with some sort of force of law enforcement. And I know that that's, you know, some, I know that that's a part of the process and policy, you know, when groups come and stuff like that. But we're different because there's been multiple times where we've had the opportunity and we've had the right to do so. And we did it. And a part of that, I feel sometimes, is maybe that's a mistake. And another time, that just shows our level of maturity. But moral maturity. What I will say, this today sets a precedence. And I love the Queen is over here. She is showing so many leaders that were authoritarians. Hitler to Putin to African leaders to...
When I was younger, like, just so a little many. Fun fact. When I was younger and I was in school and I first found out about Hitler, I was so fascinated. So curious about this man. Because they talk... On one end, they talked about him like a dog. You know, just to sum it up, everybody pretty much know. And then on the other hand, they talked about him and revered him. And I was just like, how did he get all of these people to follow behind his ideals and say, hey, forget your ideals. My ideals reign supreme. And I thought that that was astonishing. I mean, I got book after book from the library about it. And then finding out that he, you know, was a Jew himself.
Hello.
That's
why I said that earlier.
I said self-hate.
It be young.
Is real, okay? It is real. And some of y'all probably like, ain't no way. Whatever. Whatever, for you as one person to get thousands of troops to follow behind your sadistic
and roll with it.
Oh my goodness.
And just that, say, I was doing my job, right?
Okay.
Crazy.
And it's still SS people, like, till this day, down on their deathbed, like, not even trying to say nothing. Pretending like they have nothing to do with it. And I like I said, that's just astonishing. But right now, we're over here. I believe we're going to finish. It's about 8:27 now. It's been about 50 minutes we've been recording now. A good hour for this breaking news episode. And, wow. Yeah, this is usually as all the other affiliate programs rant about breaking news. CNN and all those good places. So, yeah, we've been covering this. for about an hour. So we're up there with the big dog.
This is it.
This is what I'm going to tell y'all. I was like, we're about to go ahead and wrap it up because we're up there with the big dogs.
Historically, I'm going to keep it real for y'all. And just keep an eye on what you see and how it morphs and it transfers. We saw in real time, and again, people that were literally drawn off of their hate and anger, and they literally utilized that energy and they went off of it. If you go right now to Germany and you decided that you wanted to have a swastika in any way, shape, or form on you, you will be locked up, thrown away, and you will be charged. It's end of story. I saw people that were literally up there at storm the Capitol that had Confederate flags. This is the same flag, okay, that this whole nation decided that they would have a civil war against those other individuals that said, I'm going to literally go through a process and think that I, you know, this is the way I want to live. I want to roll over the top of other individuals. I just want to treat them just like property. I don't give a darn. I'm going to use a capitalistic society, and I'm just going to just take in everything from that point. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take it all in. And these are people that are utilizing this flag and it's being, are y'all crazy? and it's just walking around, okay. Are y'all crazy? Y'all don't see this?
A wrapped up Confederate flag tried to.
There it is right there. It popped up. Are y'all crazy? And y'all don't see this? Are y'all crazy?
Please.
Are you not? I'm not saying you crazy. I'm just saying, if you don't have the glasses, we told you about having these glasses on. I'm going to tell you the last time. You have the opportunity to put on the magic glasses. Once you put them on, you cannot take them off. Okay? Once you do put them on, you see things for exactly how they are and not how they quote-unquote should be.
Or how people want you to see.
Exactly. Or how other people want you to see. And the last rule about the magic glasses is that you cannot force anyone else to put them on. You can't, but you have the opportunity to put them on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have a choice whether you want to be ignorant or you want to take the opportunity to see things exactly the way that life is showing you. So, as Queen mentioned, we have done our due diligence, gave you a good hour.
I'm going to go back to something right quick. I wanted to go back to what you were saying about Haiti, because Haiti as well, they had a lot of Ashe on their side. If you don't know what Ashe is, you need to go do your research and figure out what Ashe is. For our listeners that are not black, I will cover your ears now. We love you. We appreciate you. But this next message is only for our black listeners. Got your ears covered. Good. So, it's our black
they
liver.
Heard it. It's too right.
Either way, it's not for them. It's not going to work because they just don't got it.
I got you. Go ahead.
But at the end of the day, if you, my black women, black men, if you do not have an altar set up in your house, you need to get an altar set up, because that Ashe that they had in Haiti was conjured up somewhere. You feel me? And we all could be doing our due diligence, venerating our ancestors and working, doing the work in the ancestral realm, in the universe, to make sure that there is change. And there are so many different paths that you can take. And there's so much research to be done about voodoo and hoodoo and conjure. All of my conjurers out there, shout out to you. We have to get back on it. We have to get militant with it. We have to get serious. And we have to get back to our roots, because that was our spiritual practice.
Y'all heard that the white evangelicals up there talking about some. We're asking from the spirit from Africa. If y'all don't understand.
From Africa right now.
No,
if
seriously.
You don't
seriously. If someone that
trust you, they
has
can't
spent a life multiple lifetimes indulging in your culture and your power, they can have the most advanced atomic nuclear weapon. There's nothing more powerful than spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
It's unseen and it happens faster than I'm able to get off a breath. Yes. And a word. You all don't. If I'm I don't even. Wherever this goes from here, that's all I'm going to tell you. Because Queen is not lying. Ever since when we put up our altar, and there's things that you do to your altar. And I'm not even trying to be all that superstar. I'm just trying to say, when you follow your ancestors and you respect your history and you understand who you are, that phrase, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that is a real passage. And you have the power on your tongue. You can speak life and death very quickly. Mm-hmm. And if you decide that you want to transform and embrace a brighter future, you can actually do that. You can speak it.
Shoot, I got our neighbors on about it here.
Hey, y'all.
I put that silence that apartment spell on them.
They don't know
what it is, because it was one that I made myself. But either way, you have the power to create life and death in your tongue. And you can start off with something as simple as just a candle and some water. If that's all that you have, do that. If you don't have anything, guess what? When some of our ancestors were brought over here, they didn't have anything as well. They had to hide seeds in their hair, hide all types of things on their body, on their person, to make sure that they got over here. And the things that they didn't have, they were able to use other things to compensate for that. They didn't have a certain fruit or a certain root that they needed to work. Then they would find a certain fruit or root or similar. Whatever that, yes, or seed or whatever that was similar, had that same property. And it's all about in the power and your manifestation. You can take, who knows, probably even a napkin and do some work on it. That's all I'm saying. That's as powerful as it is. If that's all you need,
to do some work.
Yeah. If all you need is some water and a candle or just simple water. There's so many different elements that you can play around with, and it's so much fun feeling that power in yourself and knowing that you have that power to speak life and death into your life and into other people's lives, not in a negative way, but just in a way of, yeah, you meant to mean me harm, but guess what? I deaded that. And now you're the one that's getting that return to you. What you wanted to happen to me is happening to you, and you don't even know why. So that's why I said, just get in touch with yourself. Talk to your family members as well. It's more powerful if you do what your family's background is from. So, you know, if you all from Louisiana, try and get into that. If you all are from, you know, somewhere
else. Florida.
Yeah,
Florida,
somewhere else. Mississippi,
Gullah people from out there.
Talk to your oldest person. Talk to the oldest person in your family. Fall at their feet and just listen for stories, because there's something in there. We all got interesting stories from our past too.
Hey, man, you got power, bro. Power runs down. You ain't here for nothing.
Yes. But last thing.
Yes.
I did want to say was that I believe that we jumped into it without even telling you what sparked all of this happening at the Capitol. But just really quickly, it was mainly because Trump did this long video just whining about how he felt that the election was stolen from
and
him.
And he gave people the pass to do what they did.
Yes, and now we even have breaking news that his Twitter account has been locked.
Thank God. Thank you. And hopefully that lock turns into physical chains and keeps him locked away for a very long time.
Yes, he definitely needs to be prosecuted.
Blood on his hands.
No one else is willing to prosecute Trump. I've been a former lawyer and a former judge in my past life. I will do it. And I actually have a private prison that we have all of the Trump Hotel, you know, all the gold trash cans, the gold toilets. We have all of that in our private prison. Each family member from the Trump family will get their own private cell. And we make sure they feel very comfortable. So like I said, if you all need help, I'm the person. Okay.
One square meal a day will be continental breakfast for them. And we all know what that means, continental.
We will give them one tiny little, what did we try? Caviar egg. And then the crumbs of the bottom. You know when you open a bag of crackers and there's like crumbs at the bottom?
Perfect.
Only the crumbs that are at the bottom of the bag. If there's no crumbs at the bottom of the bag, then they will get air. Okay?
Yo, so, we'll leave you all with that. We are not trying to torture. All we're trying to say is open up your eyes, see things for exactly the way that they are. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we do want to try and push some positivity out of all of this. Understand that you're still here. You have an opportunity and you have choice and honestly a decision to make.
It's if you're hearing this, you made it to 2020. That's a feat in itself.
2021.
You made it through 2020. And you had... I said made it through 2020.
Oh, no, they're going to make it to 2021.
No, I'm talking about 2020 in general. Oh, but yeah, they're going to make it through that too. But I'm talking about you. There are people who can't hear my voice that didn't make it through 2020.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm talking about. You. All right, y'all. We out.
I just did that. Anyway, look, let's do this right. We appreciate you. We love you. Check back in with us next time.
Yes.
Definitely like, comment,
subscribe, share. And if you would like to donate to this podcast so that we can, you can actually see our face and stuff and we can actually stream our podcast more, then go to qkjj.org/donate. And you can click on the donate tab there, or you can just go to our website, QKJJ, scroll to the bottom, click the donate tab, do it there, or just hit up our Cash App, $QKJJ.
Yeah, right? And if you're one of those people that move in digital currency, we got that too. Hit us up.
We got that Bitcoin too. Just DM us and be like, hey, let me get your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. Get that wallet going. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all.
Peace.